Trivita presents Healthy You, inspiration and information to keep you moving towards wellness so you can achieve your life's purpose. Now, here's your host, Michael Ellison.
Well, thank you for joining today, and we're going to have a great time talking about my favorite subject, and that is wellness. Wellness for your purpose. I believe if you got pulse, you got purpose. And it's just exciting to be able to wake up every day and say, how can I, in a greater way, experience better wellness, greater wellness, so that I can live to fulfill the purpose of my life in the most effective way possible? That's just kind of a daily start for me. And I believe for most of you who are listening, that also would be the way that you would think about your life. It doesn't matter what talent. There are people who are musicians. There are people who are songwriters. There are people who are physicians. And the list just goes on and on of what we do to contribute into, you know, the benefit of mankind. And that's what I'm talking about, purpose. You know what your talent is. You know what your skills are. You know what your interests are. And a lot of time we get mixed up or messed up in regard to this. So what is the aha moment of something that will radically change my life in regard to purpose? No, you are uniquely created. Okay, you are very special. And I believe that your creator, God, created you to be you and for you to use your skills, your interests, and your abilities to contribute into others and be reciprocated. And the way I say it, be reciprocated in money. And what money cannot buy. There's nothing bad about money, and there's nothing bad about being paid for the contributions that you make. Making them for the benefit of mankind is how I refer to our purpose. Well, today we're going to be talking more about wellness, and I have some information that I believe is significant when it comes to better understanding how we achieve wellness and how we sustain wellness, how we prevent those things that sabotage our wellness, and if necessary, we can reverse it. I think probably there's one topic or a title that we could put all this under. It would be lifestyle medicine. You say, boy, that's a new one for me. Well, it's not new in the medical world, and it's not new with what I'm going to share with you today. And you're going to hear a very featured topic and featured speaker, a practitioner, a researcher that I will introduce a little bit later in the program. You know, I think for the past 50 years would say that medicine has been more about cure than about healing. I know we want the outcomes to be outcomes that would help reduce the symptoms related to disease or related to conditions that may restrict us from feeling that wholesomeness and that well-being. But much of what we talk about and much research that is being done is around the idea of curing. And yet if you go into, let's just say, the average primary care office across America— this may not be as much in Canada, but in our country, in the way that we are being compensated, we simply have a limited amount of time to find out what the condition is based on symptom, try and correlate that to a disease and various medications that may apply to helping manage that symptom and disease, and a prescription is written. The average primary care physician today has 7 to 10 minutes to see a patient and for the outcome to be a prescription, and that is where primary care is today. That is not a healing process. That may be a disease management process, but we are created and designed with systems and organs that are designed to make you well, and healing is from within. And as you begin to think about this and as you begin to apply these principles of healing within, you will find that nutrients and nurturing are the greatest benefits as medicine to make you well and keep you well. We're so focused in medicine about the disease aspect and the managing of disease that literally patients become known by categories of disease. And yes, you'll easily identify with this. I'm a heart patient. I'm a cancer patient. I'm a diabetic. And I am. But what are we associating with, and what are we basically taking on as far as in our mindset, we're identifying with a disease? Do you realize that heart disease, now this comes from much research and people who are highly respected in the industry, most all of heart disease is preventable, and it certainly is reversible. And when you think of it, that's not by stents, and that's not by the things that we typically do in our medical procedures of today. It is by lifestyle medicine, because your heart needs you to move, and your heart needs nutrients, and it needs certain kinds of foods that weaken the heart to not be digested. And when all that starts happening, it is lifestyle medicine that makes the heart strong, and it is amazing. And I'll share a little bit more about that in the very near future. Today, I want to talk to you, though, about a book that I'm going to feature. The speaker wasn't available, but I'm so passionate about the content that he is writing and the research that he's done over the past 40 years that it's like, okay, if I can't have the speaker on because he's too busy right now, I'm going to talk about the content, because that content is also evidence of the very content that I wrote in my book, The 10 Habits of Wellness. Only it has gone far deeper in regard to the clinical aspect, and very specifically in regard to nutrients and what nutrients and nurturing can do as lifestyle medicine to prevent, to treat, to reverse, and yes, have wellness outcomes. This content that I'm going to share with you today, now I'm not going to be able to share everything, but this content is so powerful and it is so life-changing that this is what Rita Redberg, who's MD, editor-in-chief of JAMA, which is the internal medicine publication that is probably read most by all physicians in the U.S., many of them in Canada. And this is what she said. If you want to see what medicine will be like in 10 years from now, read this book today. Now, that's a pretty remarkable statement in regard to somebody who is the editor-in-chief from JAMA, the internal medicine publication. Here's another one from Richard Carmona, who is MD, the 17th Surgeon General of the United States, and he said, this work is so elegant and simple and deserving of a Nobel Prize that it can change the world. Now, this is from John Mackey, from CEO of Whole Foods, and he also is an author, and his book is a great book to read. He said, this is one of the most important books on health ever written. That isn't ever written in 2020 or 2019 or in this century. It is one of the most important books ever written, period. Here's another great quote that I want to give to you. This gives us a clear mind and body recommendations to make our lives longer, healthier, more productive, and more joyful. And who doesn't want to have a more joyful life? The research together showed that intensive lifestyle changes can slow, stop, or even reverse the progression of very early stage prostate cancer. And there's many other types of conditions in the book that is represented in clinical controlled studies. Well, here's another one from David Sinclair. He's PhD from Harvard Medical School. And he says this book will change your life. After 40 years of research, the information has been distilled and the findings and the medical literature into a fact-based, simple recipe for longer, healthier life. Every day, people ask me, how can they activate their longevity genes to reverse aging and stave off age-related diseases? Now I can say to you, and yes, I'm going to give you the name of the book, Undo It. He says, go read Undo It. Now, you're going to have a chance to do that, but I think you'll want to listen to what I have to share with you concerning the book because there's some very powerful things here as far as related to it. Here's one from Dr. Toby Gosgrove, and he's the MD CEO of Cleveland Clinic. He says, with the cost of chronic disease care placing a major burden on our society, evidence-based program presented in this book couldn't be more welcome. It combines the most advanced findings of medical science with practical guidelines that anyone can follow to lead a longer, happier, and healthier life. Everyone needs to read this book and follow the advice. Go. I'll stop there as far as related to the endorsements, but it goes on and on and on of people that you would recognize, either the institution or the individuals, that are giving this high praise to the information and the research that has been conducted over 40 years, and it fits under not a magic cure. It doesn't fit under a magic product. It fits under lifestyle medicine. The power of the choices that you have to make in your life are amazing. You know why? Because your body is amazing. Your body is created and designed to make and keep you well. You know, I have one way of kind of illustrating this because when you get into it and you understand the body systems and the organs and their functions, it's always to keep us well and to make us well. That is a healing process. We think of inflammation, and if you're not careful, you almost think of it as, you know, our enemy. No, inflammation, which is a mechanism of your immune system, is one of the most important aspects of your life in keeping you well. It is on high alert all the time. In regard to trauma, in regard to invaders like toxins, etc., that says, that's foreign, that doesn't belong here, let's attack and let's eliminate. That is your immune system. And we can go into trauma, very simple in regard to, okay, you sprain your ankle, that's trauma. What does it do? It inflames and it swells and it protects and it tries to keep you off of it, while the healing process is occurring to make you well. Well, when you have toxins that you may breathe in, you go into a toxic environment, your immune system is kicking into high gear and say, in this case, Michael, I'm going to keep you well. I am going to attack those toxic invaders because I want you to fulfill your life purpose. Think of that every day, that your chronic inflammation happens to come out of a very friendly environment. Well, how does it go chronic? Well, it goes chronic because we live in a modern society, but we also make choices of foods that are, laden with all kinds of foreign invaders that the body says cannot absorb without that being considered to be a foreign invader, and I must attack. And when it continues to attack in a long-term environment, you are going to go into chronic inflammation. And when it goes into chronic inflammation, it is going to attack your healthy cells, and it's going to manifest into what I call dis-ease. Yeah, it's cells that are no longer at ease. They are at dis-ease, and that's where the majority of all of our chronic-related diseases that the World Health Organization says is our greatest health risk. It is coming out of our wonderful designed immune system that we are making choices in ignorance, alarming it and causing it to stay in a constant state in inflammation that becomes chronic, weakens your body, weakens your cells, and manifests in various diseases. I kind of liken it to, you've heard these people who have pet crocodiles and they have pet lions and they have pet, well, guess what? What you don't want to do is treat a pet lion, okay, when it's an adult lion, as if that lion never has the capacity to be able to turn on you and attack, because it does. And there are triggers that happens at times. Well, it's kind of like, oh, that's my friendly big lion. Well, that's my immune system. And if you're a foreign invader and you attack, guess what? I am prepared to attack and to keep me healthy and well. But it can also go the other way. That's why it's so important for us to understand how nutrients and nurturing of our systems and these mechanisms, when we do this, it will optimize our wellness. So many times in a population environment that we have in North America, we act as if these things are occurring from some external saber-toothed lion that happens to jump out of someplace, okay, and attack us. It's not. These are things that we are doing internally, and that's why lifestyle medicine is considered to be the most sustainable and the most affordable way for you to have long-term wellness. All right, I want to go to a page and read in here for you from this work. And yes, the author is Dean Ornish, along with his wife, Anne. And many times we think of them as just in regard to a way of eating for weight loss. Oh, no. No, this goes way beyond weight loss. This goes into how do we reverse and how do we prevent? I'll give you one example that's in the book. They were brought into a group of people who are waiting for a heart transplant. A typical heart transplant in the medical community of at least the United States is $250,000 to $500,000. They took people on lifestyle medicine who were waiting for a heart transplant. Now, they were ready for a heart transplant, already been diagnosed. They're waiting for the transplant. They went on this program while they were waiting, and these people progressed so swiftly that within a year, they were completely off of the diagnosis of needing a heart transplant and were living basically a normal life. The power that there is in our choices of the right nutrients in nurturing is amazing, because you have an amazing body. It's just waiting for you to give it, okay, what it needs so it can optimize its function and keeping you well. So this is the era of lifestyle medicine, and I'm reading now from the book, that is using some simple yet powerful lifestyle changes to reverse, to undo the progression of the most common chronic diseases, as well as to help prevent them. For more than four decades, Dean has directed a series, this is Dr. Ornish, has directed a series of randomized controlled trials and demonstration projects proving for the first time that the radically simple lifestyle medicine program described in this book can often reverse the progression of many of the most common chronic diseases. It can be undertaken in combination, yes, with conventional medicines, drugs, and surgery, or sometimes as just a complete alternative to them. We continue to be amazed and inspired that the more diseases we study and the more underlying biological mechanisms we research, the more new reasons and scientific evidence we have to explain why these simple lifestyle changes are so powerful. how transformative and far-ranging their effects can be and how quickly people can show significant and measurable improvements, often in just a few weeks or even less. We are excited that our research and the studies of other investigators are proving that many of the most common and debilitating chronic diseases and even much of the damaging of aging at the cellular level can be slowed, stopped, or even reversed by lifestyle medicine program. And these include things like reversing even severe coronary heart disease, reversing 2-type diabetes, reversing, slowing, or stopping the progression of early-stage non-aggressive prostate cancer, reversing high blood pressure, reversing elevated cholesterol levels, reversing obesity, reversing some early types of, dementia, also Alzheimer's, reversing some autoimmune conditions, reversing emotional depression and anxiety. Well, the list goes on from there. I'm not going to read anymore, but our studies have been published in the leading peer-reviewed medical and scientific journals and presented at the most well-respected physician conferences. No other lifestyle program has this level of scientific evidence on reversing these chronic diseases. All right, I just want to say way to go, Dr. Ornish. And for 40 years that you have committed yourself to that which is not conventional, yet that which we know that if lifestyle choices can make us ill, lifestyle choices can make us well. Yeah, the power of your choice. You say, wait a minute, you don't understand. I have genetic. Here's good news, and you'll find it in the book. I'm not going to read on it specifically here. But epigenetics, that in the past 10 years has totally changed the way we think about it, because now lifestyle choices can trigger your good genes or your bad genes. Yeah, it's all on your choice. You may have the genes that says if I eat a certain way and I do a certain, thing or not, like for instance, you don't move, you don't like to exercise, you don't like to move, you set over 8 hours a day, you are going to trigger the gene that promotes your illness. When you move, it's amazing how that gene gets turned off and the gene that promotes wellness begins to work for you. Yeah, so these studies in here are just amazing because what they do is they confirm that the 10 habits of wellness, well, one of those habits is physical activity. I mean, it's just move. Just move it. I get up every day, and that's one of the things I say. I say, I may not get to the point where I feel like I really worked out, but I'm always going to just move it because I know that my lymph system, okay, now we're back to a mechanism. Your mechanism of a lymph system is so important to you, and it's why moving is so important to you. That lymph system does not have its own pump. Your cardiovascular system has a pump, it's your heart. But your lymph system depends on you moving. And when you do, that lymph system, yes, it's picking up dead cells. It's picking up those toxins that you don't want in your body. It's removing. It's cleansing. It's helping you live with wellness. So, is moving important? Absolutely. It is a part of the lifestyle medicine program that Dr. Dean Ornish has also included in this book. He says awareness is the first step in healing and science is a powerful tool for raising awareness. It also affirms of what we are researching. It affirms that if you do these things, here are the outcomes. And I want to encourage you today to know you are not a victim of your disease. You are a recipient of your lifestyle choices. You know, that's not somebody else, okay? That is you. In the choices that you make, you're a recipient of those. If you make good choices, you're the recipient of wellness. If you don't make good choices, unfortunately, you are the recipient of promoting illness. So when we get into awareness and we understand how awesome that we are created, I want you to think differently in regard to the way that you move forward in your life to promote wellness. Don't wait for the symptom and to see whether or not a disease, okay, or a symptom has a pill for it. Yes, it might, but it also might only be there to help you manage your disease. Why would you want to manage your disease when you can reverse your disease? Lifestyle medicine can help reverse that. Until your heart is a healthy heart, your heart is functioning in an optimal way, and you can do that through the choices that you make, and you'll find that in this book. Well, there's so many good things that we can share in here, and we'll continue to go on. But basically, here is the program that Dr. Dean Ornish and his wife have worked to perfect over the years, and that is a four-point program. Whole foods, plant-based diet. They're not saying to be a vegan to where you would eat no, but you eat a low amount of animal protein and fat. But it's also understanding what kind of fat that you're going to eat. What kind of sugar? Well, you don't want refined sugars. In any form that stimulates your blood sugar like that in refined, just eliminate it out of your diet and you'll begin to see how important that your whole food and whole plants are and the fiber intake and the way that that begins to optimize your wellness. So a whole foods, plant-based diet. If it's in a package, it's probably questionable. All right, if it's ingredients you can't read and you can't pronounce, probably questionable. But when you look at most good whole plant foods, the majority of them are going to be great for your wellness. What about some exercise? Well, let's don't talk about exercise. Let's just talk about moving. You move, that's their program. And it's amazing what it'll do for you on your cardiovascular system, also your other systems that depend on your body moving. Well, that's your skeletal, that's your muscle, that's your, and the list goes on and on. Stress management, couldn't put more emphasis on that right now than to say, and I bring it through more of the spiritual aspect of our meditation, our prayer time, and not prayer in regard to all the petitions that we have. Yeah, that's an important part of prayer. I'm talking about the prayer time that's the worship. It's the prayer time of recognizing God, your creator. It's recognizing how special you are, the way he has designed you, the purpose that you have here in life, those people that you can impact with your life and that you can nurture and that you can inspire. That time of meditation, but also just the time in which it's nothing. It's just being quiet. Like, God, wow. Moments like that have so much health and healing in them because they're not producing those thoughts and those emotions and those energies of surviving. That's important. But boy, when you're filling your body continually with just surviving the day and the emotions and the chemicals that comes off of that, it is not promoting your wellness. Learn to meditate. The fourth part of their program is the love and the social support and intimacy. Yeah, we all need to be loved and we all need to love. Sometimes that love is expressed just in that quiet time in which is between you and your maker, your God, in which you express your love and you receive his love. But boy, isn't it great to have friends and family that you can feel loved by and you can express love? You know, I like our little dog, little Ellie, because when I come home, little Ellie is waiting for me and she can't wait to be, you know, kind and affectionate towards me and to be playful. And I get to express in my own way that may not sound very manly, but I get to say, Ellie, I love you. Ellie, I love you. you know, that's all really good for us to be able to express. And if you have an animal, be verbal with your animal because it'll help you be verbal to hear your own self saying, I love you, I love you, I love you. And I love having you be so affectionate and so playful and so kind. There are so many ways that we can learn how to interact with each other in a more verbal and a more loving way to express that because it's a part of our healing and it's a part of our wellness. Undo It, that's the name of the book, How Simple Lifestyle Changes Can Reverse Most Chronic Diseases. And if you want those benefits, I have good news. They are available to you. You know, I'll conclude with this. You are wired for wellness. You may not think so, but God created you that you are wired for wellness. He created us with systems and organs that help optimize the joy of living with wellness. We are fearfully and wonderfully created, is what it says in Psalms 139:14. And now here's the good news. Science is validating that you can live with greater wellness by simply making better lifestyle choices. Yes, the poor lifestyle choices, they literally turn on the genes that promote illness. And when they are good lifestyle choices, they turn on your genes to promote wellness. It's kind of like each of the genes have a trigger. One triggers wellness, one triggers illness, and it's all in the choices that you make. I like these simple but profound principles. If it's simple, we can do it. Every choice that we can make a choice. What's the trigger to that? Is that promoting illness? Is that promoting wellness? I choose wellness. I choose the two most powerful things in my life to promote wellness, and that is nutrients and nurturing. Just two. That's the filter. Just two. You say, what are nutrients? Well, nutrients are the chemical compounds found in food that are used by the body to function properly. You know, those are our protein. Those are the fats. Those are the carbohydrates. But I'm not talking about just any fat and any carbohydrate. I'm talking about healthy fats, the omega-3s, not the omega-6s, the omega-3s, the carbohydrates, not the refined. Let's find ways of making those great choices that promote our wellness. And if you understand that your body, the systems and organs are supported by those nutrients, you'll find yourself reading up. You'll find yourself buying the book, Undo It. What do they say that I could have that kind of wellness and I could reverse these kind of conditions? I want to know that. It isn't about taking a magic pill. It's not about a magic prescription. It's not about, no, it's simply the decisions that you make every day. And it's not, you know, sometimes we think, it's just so hard. No, not when you embrace wellness and all the wonderful, joyful ways of living with wellness. You will find as you think that way, you'll want to do the very thing that promotes wellness. It's not about giving up and it's not about, you know, can't have. It's about what I want to promote wellness in my life. So you are really awesomely created, and never underestimate the power of your body and what it can do for you. You know, the little bit of exercise that you do, again, you don't have to go into a gym, work out a sweat and feel like, no, you can just simply move. And when you move every day, here's what it's doing. It's helping lowering your cholesterol. It's improving your blood pressure. It's improving your heart function. With more blood flow, you can reduce the risk of heart attack and stroke and increase bone density. You can improve your balance, reducing the risk of falls just by a little bit of exercise each day. Moving. Well, you may like to go for a walk in the mall. Well, that's not where I want to walk. I want to walk, okay, in the mountains, or I want to walk, okay, on my treadmill. And we all have our own particular ways in which we like to express our lifestyle. But if you're moving, you are doing good. All right, I'm going to come to an end because I've spent the last 35 minutes with you on one subject, and that is the power of lifestyle medicine. lifestyle medicine is in two principles of nutrients and nurturing your awesome body. You are created to live with the joy of wellness. Thank you for joining me today on Healthy You, and may you live each day with the joy of wellness.
Thanks for listening to Healthy You. This is provided for your information only and may not be construed as medical advice or instruction. These statements are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It is intended for your general knowledge only and not a substitute for professional medical advice or treatment for any specific medical conditions. Always seek the advice of your physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.